And just like that, the girls' side of the bracket is fulfilled. We know who will be vying for the 2023 Twin Valley League Championship for the ladies. But now it's time for the fellas to hit the court in hopes of getting one step closer to that title as well. Hello and welcome into the TVL Spotlight. Jeff Fortz wearing a path down Highway 15 and between the primary and secondary gyms at Washington County High School, but loving every minute of this year's tournament. Today's TVL Spotlight is brought to you by M&M Tire, Washington Health and Drug, and Becker Repair and Performance. As I said, it is semifinal day for the boys. We'll take a look at those matchups a little bit later in the show, but I'd be remiss if I didn't give the limelight on this day to the ladies, as the girls have really impressed once again this year. No shock to me, but night in and night out, this TVL girls bracket has produced game after game of incredible action, and last night was no different. Now, I'll admit, I've seen closer semifinal games in TVL history, but if you wanted two teams to prove why they were tops in the league, you found that proof on Thursday night. Let's start in the early game in the main gym, that being the number one team in the state, the Hanover Lady Wildcats, as they took on number four ranked Clifton Clyde. When teams get on the court for big games such as this, and especially this late into tournaments, you can always tell the team that train hard, put in the effort in their spare time, and work to understand every facet of the game. In this game between the Lady Eagles and the Lady Wildcats, it was clear to see from the tip that both of these teams put in that time, put in that work, and put in that extra effort to be exactly where they are. What a game this was. Neither team really had a first half to write home about, as defense won out early on, as Hanover would hold Clifton Clyde under 15 points in the first half and held a 10-point lead at the break behind 9 points from Keegan Atkins, as Atkins would bounce back from a rough night in her last contest. Senior would drop 14 points, including a pair of three-pointers and a 2-of-3 night from the free throw line. Clifton Clyde would make a charge in the second half, and it looked like this was going to come down to the wire in another instant classic. Shea Wirtz had 11 of her 12 points in the final two periods and really gave her team a shot late. Wirtz appeared at the free throw line 9 times, converting on 7. In fact, Clifton Clyde as a team was 14 of 19 from the line. But in the end, Hanover would use a 16-point fourth quarter to defeat Clifton Clyde 49-32. This Hanover team looks really good right now, and just in the last couple of weeks since I've seen them last, seem to be improving more and more each time out. That has to be scary for teams, not just in the TVL, but in the state as a whole. This is a team with a common goal, they all look to be on the same page, and are going to be very, very dangerous the rest of the year out. Leading scorer for the Lady Wildcats was Macy Holly. She finished with 15 points. Holly has the ability to really get to the rim and stop and pop nearly anywhere on the offensive end. She was perfect from the line and buried a three-pointer as well. It was a terrific night for the 6-foot senior. As I said, Keegan Atkins finished with 14 points. Sophomore Anna Juneman earned 12, half of those coming from three-point range. Aiden Shoddy continues to be a great option for this Wildcat team. She contributed 6. While Caitlin Clipp had a third-quarter jumper for her 2 points to round out the scoring for Hanover. The Lady Wildcats are off to yet another league championship game. The only question would be, who would Hanover match up against? Would it be Perry Smith's 3-seeded Donovan West girls or the upset-minded 10-seed Washington County? Could Washington County's incredible run in front of their home crowd continue, or were the sharpshooters of the Lady Mustangs ready to carry them to the championship? We'd find out in 4 short quarters. Neither team had an outstanding start to the night. As you could tell, the fatigue of a long tournament was really starting to show a bit, with some heavy legs and awkward miscues. But once settled in and in the flow of the game, it was the defense of Donovan West that would win out, as they were forcing turnovers and possessions you don't usually see from this Washington County team. The Lady Tigers were held to just 10 first half points, and things looked dire for the home squad as they entered the locker room. Donovan West would put the final stamp on this one in the third quarter, however, with a 25-point period, highlighted by 4 3-point shots, and D West were on their way to a 54-24 win. The Mustang girls were led by 12 each from Kyra Johnson and Avery Weathersby, Johnson with a pair of three-pointers. Both of these ladies really seemed to be the constant source of offense the last few weeks for D West, and they continued it on this night. 10 points came from Brenna Eady, most of those coming from three-point land. 8 for Claire Cole. Katie Johnson finished with 6, while 2 points each came from Brooklyn Rawls, Lena Wettstein, and Sydney Smith to round out the 54 points needed for the victory for D West. In the loss, Washington County was led by 9 points from Jesse Hoover. However, Hoover would tell you she left a lot on the table as she was only 1 of 7 from the free throw line. Addie Gagel earned 8 points. 4 came from Bree Boykin, 2 from Ella Dezeen, while Kirsten Tholstrup splashed 1 of 2 free throws for her 1 point on the night. So the TBL tournament girls final is set. It is the Donovan West Mustangs taking on Hanover. If you have the chance, I implore you, get to Washington for this game. These two teams are absolutely legit. The firepower will be off the charts. The cheering section's top-notch, and the game unparalleled. If you can attend tonight, KNDY will have the coverage of the game with a 6 p.m. start. Tune in with my guy Max Blasky, as he will be on the call for the Mustangs and Wildcats. Elsewhere, it was Centralia outlasting Frankfort 40-32 after a late-game run took the Centralia lead from just 1 to that final 8-point total. Lynn rallied from a 31-19 deficit at the beginning of the fourth quarter to get within 1 of Valley Heights, eventually falling 41-40, and Blue Valley defeated Wetmore 49-9. Let's take a break and come back and look at your semifinal action on the boys' side. 4 teams still in the hunt for a tournament title who will get one step closer tonight. We'll discuss the men's side of the bracket right after these.
You know, the staff at B&D Buildings and Axel are a lot like their hometown Eagle athletes. They know the work starts long before what anyone sees. The planning and preparation are just the first step in providing quality workmanship at B&D Buildings. They know teamwork is the key to their success. That's why B&D Buildings remains family-owned and family-run for over 15 years. They know no matter how difficult the task, they can get it done. From small garages to large machine sheds, no project will get any less than 100% effort. They know that sometimes you have to go that extra mile to get the job done. That's why B&D Buildings services areas in Kansas, Nebraska, Missouri, and Iowa. But most importantly, just like the student-athletes of Axtell High, the staff at B&D Buildings are proud to be a part of the Axtell community and happy to provide the best that they can for the people that they know and love. Visit bdbuildings.net or call 785-294-0147. B&D Buildings and Axtell, proud sponsor of the Axtell Eagles on the TBL Spotlight.
In sports, injuries happen. That's why the Hanover Wildcats are happy to have the Hanover Hospital as their local source for quality health care. Hanover Hospital prides themselves on providing state-of-the-art health care for every member of the family, just a short trip from home with a friendly and local staff who care for their patients. Visit their website at hanoverhospitalks.org or come see them at 205 South Hanover Street. The Hanover Hospital, proud sponsor of Wildcat Athletics on the TBL Spotlight. The TBL Senior Spotlight with Wetmore's Caitlin Claycamp. Favorite meat for a sandwich?
Ham.
When you're not on the court or in the classroom, what can we find you doing?
Spending time with friends and working on my homework, usually.
Now, around friends, are you the advice giver or the advice taker?
The giver.
Do you have a favorite book?
Right now, I'm reading A Good Girl's Guide to Murder. It's like a series.
Favorite part of Twin Valley League Athletics? Welcome back to the show. You heard there in the break the Senior Spotlight with Caitlin Claycamp. Those Senior Spotlight segments brought to you by Brent Ronnebaum of Big Iron Auctions. Did a couple more of those at the TBL tournament this week. Looking forward to posting those over the next few weeks including one with Axtell's Isaac Detweiler. Let's take a look now at your schedule for this evening. As I said, it is the semifinals for the boys' side. A couple of big games in the main gym going on tonight. Looking forward to both of these contests. Honestly, the semifinals, I don't think, have been better in recent years. These are some excellent games. Last night's games were amazing. Tonight's will be just as good in the boys' side. First of all, it is Clifton Clyde taking on Axtell, a 6 p.m. start for a battle of the Eagles. Clifton Clyde been putting up some big-time points over the last few weeks, doing so in the tournament as well. And tonight they face an Axtell defense that is known to really shut down teams. They did that in their last contest, so something's got to give there. A high-flying Clifton Clyde offense against a lockdown defense of the Axtell Eagles, something we end up saying in October a whole lot, not many times in January, but that's exactly what we're going to see tonight in that Axtell defense taking on a big-time offense in the Clifton Clyde Eagles. I don't know which way this one could go. They always say defense wins championships, but I don't think a lot of defenses have seen what Clifton Clyde can do. This one is going to be an absolutely great contest between Clifton Clyde and Axtell. And in the late game, it is a battle that I don't think we in the TVL have seen in a long time. A perennial contender, a perennial, really, quite honestly, one of the best teams in the state over the last decade plus in the Hanover Wildcats, and a Blue Valley team that over the last couple of years have really come into their own in the TVL, this year especially. This is going to be an interesting matchup. One I will have my eyes on 100%. Blue Valley has a great opportunity tonight, but they always say, if you come at the king, don't miss. And that's exactly what Blue Valley has to do tonight. If they are going to come at the king, they cannot miss. And it's going to be an absolutely awesome contest. I don't know which way that one could break either. Either of these semifinals could go either way. I'm just looking forward to two excellent basketball games tonight. I think it's going to be a lot of fun in the semis. And I really, like I said, I don't know that I've seen a semifinal round in both the boys and the girls side that is as competitive and really just going to be that much fun to watch in a long time, as we will see tonight. Again, Clifton Clyde taking on Axtell at a 6 p.m. start, and then the Blue Valley Rams taking on Hanover at an approximate 7:30 start. Both of those games in the primary gym, the main gym at Washington County High School. Elsewhere in the consolation games, it starts off with the Frankfort Wildcats taking on Donovan West. That a 4:30 tip. In the consolation semis, it is Valley Heights facing off against Troy. That a 6 p.m. start. And then the home squad, Washington County Tigers, taking on Centralia. Again, a approximate 7:30 tip. All of those games going on in the secondary gym at Washington County. Again, I will have coverage of all of these games throughout the evening. Of course, the two big ones going on in the main gym, that being Clifton Clyde and Axtell, and Blue Valley and Hanover. Two big games. If you have the opportunity, I said this earlier in the show, but if you have the opportunity, get to Washington tonight. These games are going to be huge. Tomorrow, all day, is going to be a fun day at the TBL tournament. I love this time of year, man. I absolutely love the TBL tournament. I'm sure you guys 6 days in are tired of hearing me say it, but man, I love this tournament. It is always worthwhile. It always brings great memories. You go through Washington County High School the last few days, you didn't see any sad faces. You saw frustrated faces, maybe after a team lost, but you knew you were part of something special at Washington County High School. A lot of fun is had there. Some great basketball, of course, with some of the top teams in the state in their respective classifications.
all of this has just been an absolutely remarkable week, and the best is yet to come. I said this yesterday, but it just keeps getting better at the TBL tournament. All night tonight will be great. Tomorrow will be fantastic. I can't wait. I will be all over social media tonight, as I have been all week. Check out both Facebook and Twitter. I will have the updates of that. For students listening right now, send in your recommendations, your nominations for the TVL Spotlight All Grit Team. That is one of my favorite things about the tournament, doing the All Grit Team. It is so much fun. The specifications, the rules are posted online. It's not necessarily about the best players in the league. It's about the hardest working. I love doing the All Grit Team. I'll have that up in place of, I've missed a couple of Player of the Week segments. That was on purpose. I have not done any during the tournament. We're going to instead do the All Grit Team next week and kind of make up for the things that we've missed in the last couple of weeks. Players of the Week for the last couple will be on the All Grit Team. There's no doubt about it. Looking forward to doing those. Looking forward to a bunch of shows next week. Again, we will go back to our normal schedule of basketball coming up over the next week or so. But look for a show, again, probably every day next week as well, as we get ready for the home stretch of TVL basketball. So looking forward to what's coming up in the end of January now. We are almost to the end of January. It's hard to believe we are only 10 days from the end of January, and then headed into the home stretch, as I said, with TVL basketball. So we're getting down to the nitty gritty, getting down to the last few weeks, I should say, of TVL hoops. Again, if you can get to Washington tonight, please do it. If you can get there tomorrow, definitely do it. An early start. I will have all of those schedules for your Saturday games posted on social media, Facebook and Twitter. Follow me at TVL Spotlight on all social media platforms. That's where I give you the best, most up-to-date information that I possibly can. Until then, Jeff Ward signing off. Again, I will be at Washington in just a matter of hours now. By the way, before we sign off, I need to thank three people that have been absolutely awesome to me all week. Two of them at Washington County High School, Brock Funk and Bobby Smith, the principal and the athletic director at Washington County High School, have treated me this week far better than I deserve. I thank them so much for what they have done. I thank them for hosting this tournament and going through a lot. I know all of the athletic directors get this thing ready, but having this at one site is an absolute undertaking. Thank you so much to both Brock Funk and Bobby Smith for everything that they have done all week long, and to all of the folks that have helped me get to events like this. I know a lot of you know my situation. For everyone, I can't list everybody that has done it. Obviously, my family, a big part of that, has been a big help to me. Also, my boys Brad and Todd for helping me out. Again, I want to thank everybody for what they have done for me so I can cover this tournament as best as I can on site throughout the week. All right, that is enough of me for the day. Have a great weekend. I will be back on Monday. We will recap your entire championship weekend and then get you set up. It's a short schedule on Tuesday, but we do have some games going on Tuesday, so I will get you set up for early week basketball to start the second half of the TVL basketball season. Until then, Jeff Ward signing off. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday here on the TVL Spotlight.
And now a word from the guys at 785 Sports.
What's up, guys? This is Carson from 785 Sports. You guys might have seen us on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. If you haven't yet, go hit the follow button. We're almost at 3,000 followers on Instagram, growing rapidly every day. But we just wanted to let you guys know that the much-anticipated podcast is making a return. Interviews from your favorite athletes in the 785 area. So make sure to tune in on that. That'll be on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Thank you, guys.